Markets head into the North American session with geopolitical tensions remaining the dominant driver after another round of U.S. strikes against Iran over the weekend. Iran has reiterated it will not honor previous understandings while hostilities continue, while the closure of the Strait of Hormuz is keeping oil prices elevated and reinforcing concerns that higher energy costs could complicate the global inflation outlook. In FX, the dollar has eased modestly after an early safe haven bid, allowing the euro and pound to recover some ground. The New Zealand dollar is leading gains, while the yen remains under pressure as markets continue to weigh Japan's pension fund investment plans, the risk of official intervention, and the outlook for further Bank of Japan policy normalization. Across broader markets, WTI crude remains around 3.5% higher, while gold and Bitcoin are trading lower. European equities are modestly firmer, though U.S. equity futures are pointing to a softer open, with the S&P 500 down around 0.3% as Treasury yields remain elevated and investors adopt a more cautious tone. Looking ahead, focus now shifts to this week's macro events, led by tomorrow's U.S. CPI report and Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's congressional testimony. Investors will also be watching U.S. producer prices, retail sales, the Bank of Canada's policy decision, and the start of earnings season for further direction across global markets. That's all for now.